Welcome to the Ole Miss Daily Podcast. This is episode 650, Evaluate and Adjust. This is the skill as you go throughout life where in real time, you can take a look at a situation, take a step back, and see what the best course of action is going to be. Look at what your options are, and then choose whatever option you're going to make. And while it works, while it's something that we do in all areas, this is really important when you are working towards goals. Because when you're working towards a goal, these are things that are longer, that are more drawn out, and hopefully the goals that you have are heavily reliant on the things within your control. That's going to lessen the frustration. But with things being within your control, that means that you're taking action on them. And eventually, based on just the natural flow of repetition to where you're basically what you're getting back, there's diminished results coming from it, or you just learn. What happens most of the time is that you actually learn by going through a process. So as you're learning different things about the approach that you have and about different approaches, what was working for you in the very beginning will not be working for you as well, maybe not even at all, as you go through. But that's actually, this is the beauty of working through a process, because you are learning. You're learning about yourself. You're learning about whatever it is that you're working on, and you're improving. And you do this in one area of your life, it's scalable in others. And you get to the point where eventually you're just working through stuff and you're just seeing your options and your decisions. You're seeing what's worked for you, what hasn't, and then based on, the comfort that you have in stepping out of your comfort zone and making the changes, your ability to do that will determine, how many adjustments you make. But again, at the end of the day, this is your process. These are your goals that you're working on. So there is no right or wrong way. There's just your way. And, as you continue to work and as you continue to learn about yourself and learn about this process that you're working through, you're going to be in a different place. But this is a very important skill to have. And, I'm bringing this up because this was another point I made in that Instagram post, kind of like my reintroduction to, hey, coming back, doing my stuff again, guys. But this is actually a huge part of what I'm doing, because I'm very big on having an overall, just kind of a big picture overarching message or overarching goal. And then within that, you have a structure, but you have freedom to test and try things. And I did that with Your Level Fitness. I've done so many different things, and you're really only looking for one or two of them to work right off the bat the way that you think, because what you find when you start doing this stuff is a lot of the stuff you try, either it's not going to work at all, or in most cases, it's just not going to work to the extent that you were hoping. Now, that could be a timing issue. That could be, again, as you're learning how to put together different components, there's plenty of times where I thought something was going to work and I just didn't really know how to do it to the same level of effectiveness as what you learn through just working through the big picture process. So in those instances where maybe you just didn't know enough, you come back to them at a different time, you do things a little bit differently, and they work out a little bit differently for you. It might be a little bit better, might be a little bit worse, but you have a better you have a better awareness for where you are in the process and how things are going to work out. So, for me, social media has been always a good place to put a message out. Instagram is still viable. Reach isn't what it used to be on there. TikTok is viable. But what's worked the best for me as far as getting the message out has been podcasting. So if you guys have found the podcast, I have so many episodes that you can just passively listen to and get my underlining approach to health and fitness. And if you if you follow me on Instagram and you go to the Your Level Fitness account on Instagram, the story that I put up last night, if you're listening to this when the episode comes out, which is on Tuesday, and I'm recording it Monday night here, you can still go to my story and see basically my underlying philosophy on health and fitness. But see, what I've done over the, I mean, there's just been so many things. There's been nightly lives on Instagram. There's been collaborative lives. There's been, you know, the text messaging, doing that outside of, instead of, well, in addition to, but in a way to actually replace social media, because a lot of times, you know, with the reach on the platforms, you're not going to see the messaging. You know, there's just all kinds of things, but what I've learned, because this is just me doing this, guys. Like, I have a message, I have an overarching thing that I want to do, and it's nowhere near to the point of where I would have somebody else, you know, putting my message out. I think I can go really, really far with this as an individual. This is something that I do in addition to my career that I have, my career in marketing. But I use a lot of the same skills from that with this, both with Your Level of Fitness, and then what's really kind of parlayed into, you know, my underlining thing is just, you know, getting people to really have self-confidence. I think self-confidence and especially in guys, like having the confidence, and men's mental health, like these are underlining things that I think I can really have a major impact in. For, you know, it is more of a long-term thing, like something I start working on now, but this is a long-term ambition of mine. But this is looking at all the things that I do and seeing, okay, what stuff do I need to set to the side? And I've had a pretty good idea, and basically with all the stuff I've been working through, I've had probably a good 6 to 8 months to where it wasn't time to really push forward on things, but it was time to really evaluate. So I spent a fair amount of time doing that. And this is just, it's a skill that's very, very helpful. So, I mean, it helps you work through the things that you're trying to do in your day-to-day life and helps you work through the goals that you have. So what I want to know for sure from you is, what is a process that you've had to make some adjustments on? What have you been evaluating? So let me know. You can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry. I'm also at Your Level Fitness. You can email me at daryl@yourlevelfitness.com, or you can text me. That is 859-208-2334. Want to hear your thought, want to know what it is you've had to make some adjustments on, but I also want to know your thoughts on the episode and the thoughts on what you've heard from me so far. If you just recently subscribed, welcome. If you've been listening for years, thank you. So, but anyway, thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.